You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is Increase Mode by Dr. Marcia Bailey.
We are in increase mode. And I just thought it was just appropriate during this season of Nisan, which is March and April on our calendar. I thought it was interesting that that was the theme that they had in the upstate, increase mode. Because I believe that is the heartbeat of God. And increase means to make greater. So in this season, God said, I'm going to make you greater. As in a number. So increase means to make greater as in a number size and strength. So God will increase your strength. Those of you who have been fatigued, feel like you can't do it anymore, God said, I'm going to increase your strength. And he's going to increase the number of this house. I will go ahead and say that. That we're going to increase as a congregation. So we're in increase mode. It also means to multiply. So when God said, I'm going to increase you, he's going to make you greater in some area of your life. Praise God. You're going to increase in number. Praise God. Either you'll grow as a family or your finances will grow. Praise God. Or your opportunities will grow. Praise God. But our pant size won't grow. Amen. I might as well put that out right now. Amen. I receive it with you too. I refuse to go up another dress size. In Jesus' name. Doggone it. I will not. And he will increase our strength and he will multiply us. Come on, say, God, multiply me. Say, multiply me. Multiply me. That's the season that we are in. Mode is a manner of acting or doing. So when you hear that we're in increase mode, God says, my heart is to increase you, to make you greater as in number, size, and strength, to multiply you. Then he also said, mode is the manner of acting or doing, my method. So basically, he is causing all things to come into alignment in your life so that you begin to see characteristics of greatness and multiplication and strength. And so I want to draw your attention as a mode. When the Lord gave me an image when we was flying on a plane that the airline attendant says, put your phone on airplane mode. Reason being, because they don't want you to make a phone call in the air. And you can't get a Wi-Fi signal. So even though you have a phone, the mode is off. And so the phone cannot act like a phone. So what God says, when I put you in increase mode, my mode in action during the season of Nisan, I have slipped and pushed the button on to increase over your life in this season for March and April so that you'll begin to experience unprecedented favor, deliverance, miracles, and breakthroughs. During this time of year, and I'm going to take you through some scriptures, there's always been a pattern that God shows up during the time of March and April, and all of a sudden you start hearing about things happening and things begin to shift and move. Why? Because God has taken the button on increase that might have been off in your life and slide it to on. And so God's saying, you're going to see patterns. You're going to start hearing about unprecedented favor. What is unprecedented favor? That I don't know who could have done this. This never happened before. I've never heard of anything like this. That when they look at your life, they could only say, nobody but God. So man can't take the credit for the opportunities that are getting ready to come into your life. For the door that's getting ready to open up. For the room you're getting ready to walk into. For the increase you're getting ready to possess. For the favor that's getting ready to happen. Some of us may have been battling and dealing with something intense, and you think this thing won't move, and you feel this has locked down, gotten harder. Anybody have an experience that has gone from bad to worse? I'm declaring you've been set up for a show up. You've been set up for God to show up in your life, because this thing is obvious, God says. People are looking at your life and they can see what's not working right, what's not happening, what has fallen off grid. And they're almost walking away from you and giving you up to be a has-been that you no longer depend on you. God said, I'm turning this thing around. And you almost thought, this is what I see in the spirit. You almost think people are walking away from you, leaving you by yourself. But I see somebody coming back. I see somebody like change their mind, turning around, coming back, picking up the phone, calling your name, needing you. And you thought it was over. You thought it was done. God said, no, this is the season of deliverance. This is the season of opportunity. Miracles. I confess that this morning. Miracles. Not something you can write and figure up and try to put in a miraculous category. This will be stuff that you look one moment and there is nothing there. And you come back and you see what you need being there. You're going to look and see who came in the room. Did somebody put it there? You're going to start asking people, did you place that on the table for me? Did you put this in the mailbox for me? And you're going to see no return sender on the envelope, because it did not come from man. It's going to come from God. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. Anybody been on a prayer call the last couple of months? If you hear me pray, I can't say that but three times. I have to say at least three times. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. Because that's what's getting ready to happen in your life. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. What am I saying? You've been dealing with this, dealing with that, dealing with this. God said breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. I'm going to handle everything that came in your life. I'm going to handle that thing that tried to subdue you, suppress you, overwhelm you. Man, that's somebody's situation right now. Subdue, oppress, overwhelm. God said, I got you, baby. I won't leave you by yourself in this matter. I'm going to handle that thing that's trying to subdue you. I'm going to handle that thing that's trying to oppress you. I'm going to handle that thing that tried to overwhelm you. That thing's so good to me because I've been dealing with some stuff that tried to subdue and overwhelm and try to get me to count myself out. But this is our season of increase mode. He's going to call people into your life. Want your goods and services. It's going crazy stuff. I was talking to someone the other day, and she was saying, I just got my license to do this and do that. And all of a sudden, 25 things, 25 opportunities to handle what I got my license for. Somebody just handed me over 25 business opportunities, and I just passed my test on yesterday. And on the next day, I get a call saying, here is 25. Man, is there a name yet? I don't have a name to my business. I don't even have a name to what I'm getting ready to do. But they see something on me. They see something on me. Are there more qualified people to do it? Yes. Have they been doing it longer than her? Yes. Are they more qualified than her? Yes. But God says, it's your season to increase. Y'all excuse me. I don't know why this message stirs me up so. It stirs me up. But there's a pattern. We get a pattern throughout the scriptures. So we just have to stake our claim. Man, Satan loves to do what he does. But God says you can try to do whatever you want to do. I've already set, put in order, put in place my people's breakthrough, my people's opportunity, my people's deliverance. I don't care what you will work, have been working all year long up to this point. God said, these are my children. You see a pattern. You can start in Genesis 8, 13. I just want to make mention to it. The flood waters cease during the time of the first month. Noah removed the covering from the ark, and look, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. That was the first month. You see it again, Exodus 12 chapter, the first verse through the second verse. I want to read this here, because this one God says, now I'm going to establish it. I'm going to make it known. I'm going to make it known that something very miraculous will happen this time of year. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months, and it shall be the first month of the year to you. What is happening here? Fast forward to this passage of scripture. God already came to Moses, talked to Moses, and told Moses, I want you to go. Go to Pharaoh. Tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And I'm going to bring my people out. And I'm going to deliver them. And I'm going to bring them into the land that I promised Abraham. I'm going to bring my people out. So here is the day, the time, the moment that God's getting ready to implement and manifest his promise. He says, so my people been in slavery for 400 years. You're getting ready to be delivered, set free. So this month right now for you will be the beginning. You're going to look back at this month and remember what I've done for you. You're going to look back at this month and remember that you once was in bondage and now you are free. That I showed up in your life as signs and wonders. You're going to recognize that this is the beginning of your new year, your year for you. So for the believer who believed God to be God of all power, all might, every time March and April come. I know we celebrate New Year's Day, January 1st, but we can celebrate it again today and say, thank you, God. Happy New Year. You can forget about all the mishaps. You can look back just like in New Year's Day. We're so excited when December 31st comes because you want to be done with that year. You want to be done with the mishaps and the heartbreak and the disappointment of that year. God's saying, for me right here, this is what I want you to do. I want you to roll that clock back and look back all that you've been through. And I want you to erase it because right here today is your new day. This is your new year. Turn to your neighbor and say, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Turn to the person behind you and say, Happy New Year. He said, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first of the year to you. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. Of course, they put the blood of the lamb over the doorpost so the plague that was on the earth to destroy Egypt would pass the children of God by, pass Israel. Wherever the blood was, the plague passed by. And some of you say, well, do I qualify for this new year experience? Do I qualify for the season of Nisan? You qualify by the blood of Jesus. If you're born again, this is your new year. So it's not about what you did not do or what you should have done. The blood gives you access. The blood qualifies you. Praise God. Jump down to the 14th verse. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. So God's telling his people, I want you never to forget about this time. That you celebrate it. That you remember who I am and what I've done for you. So that's what we're doing right now. We are celebrating the season of Nisan by putting God in remembrance of his blood that his son shed for us, and that we are covered in the blood of Jesus, and we have access to the promises. Joshua 4:19, it speaks of people coming up out of Jordan on the first month. You see that pattern again. As they were crossing over, they came out of Jordan and they were at the border of Jericho getting ready to take over. My God, I prophesied to you. You thought you were being taken over by the flood of water that have come into your life. You're getting ready to come up. And you put at the border of your breakthrough. You're at the border of your takeover. You're at the brink of your change. Ezekiel 30, 20 through 22. I love this passage of scripture because he says here, it came to pass in the 11th year in the first month, in the seventh day of the month, that the word of the Lord came unto me saying, Son of man, I have broken the arm of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And lo, I shall not be, it shall not be bound or to be healed. He said, I broke his arm and I won't allow it to get healed. To put a roller on it and to make it strong to hold a sword. Basically, that thing that came out to attack you, it is over. I don't know what battle, I don't know what enemy that has raised up against you. I don't know what force, what thing trying to not let you go. But God said, in the first month, I'm going to break his shooting arm. I'm going to break his shooting finger. He's not going to be able to launch that missile against you. He's not going to be able to push that button. And then you won't have to look over your shoulder because it will not get healed. The enemy you see today, you see no more forever. I love that. So you can place a demand. You can put a confession out there. If you're dealing with an adversary, somebody that's trying to drag you down, you see yourself in a cycle dealing with a spirit trying to keep you in a place of oppression. You put a name, you know the name of it. It may be poverty. It may be, divorce. It may be something you see in your bloodline. Oh, I see you, spirit. This is my first month. This is the month I see the power of God. This is a month of miracles, deliverance, unprecedented favor. You will not hinder me or stop me. I come against the spirit of poverty. And I declare that God will break your arm, poverty. You'll break it in my life so my children won't see it. My grandchildren won't see it. And put a demand on God to handle it. Therefore, thus said the Lord God, behold, I'm against Pharaoh, king of Egypt. These I broke his arm. But then he says, I break his arms. The strong and that which was broken. He's getting ready to break both his arms. So when that arm that won't get healed, he can't have no opportunity to strengthen it. He can't carry through no physical therapy to get the other arm together so he can go about his business again. Which is why I said the enemy you see today, you see no more forever. Because he said, I will cause the sword to fall out his hand. He's going to try to pick it up, but the ligaments aren't connected. The muscle is torn. The bone is broken. And he'll go and get it because mine would tell him he can grab it. But when he go to pick it up, it will drop at his hand. See, I understand that because I broke my arm years ago. And I will pick something up and I will drop it. I will pick something up and I will drop it. I had no strength to hold what I want to hold. He may try to go and get that weapon. He may try to form it against you, but he can't shoot it. It's going to drop out of his hand. Who's dealing with the enemy? Stand to your feet. I'm going to declare this over your life. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I declare that thing that's been breathing down their back, trying to haunt them, taunt them, tell them they won't have any future. I declare and decree, the enemy they're dealing with, today, as of today, they see no more forever. We curse this thing and we declare it is broken in the name of Jesus. Now put in your mouth and say what's been chasing you and say, as the example, poverty is broken and I curse it. I see it no more forever. Whatever you're dealing with, you must put it in your mouth. Go ahead. Sickness, I curse you. I see you no more forever. Lack, I curse you. I see you no more forever. Premature birth, I curse you. I see you no more forever. Now give God some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You may have your seats. Joel, the second chapter, the 21st verse. Pastor read it during the offertory scripture. It says, fear not. Oh, right direction, if you allow me to say. Fear not. Put your name there, Marcia. Be glad and rejoice. That from this day forward, he said, I don't want you to be traumatized, mesmerized, or terrorized by anything. Don't have fear. Fear about tomorrow. Fear about how you're going to do what God's calling you to do. Fear about where the money's going to come from. Fear about how you're going to get your family out of this house, out of this neighborhood. Fear about how I'm going to drive to work. I don't have a car. Fear not. And be glad. And I said, so since there is no fear, we're choosing to be glad. That means you got to lose your attitude. That means you can't be nasty no more. That means you have to speak to people. When you're glad, I don't have to have a word of knowledge to see that you're glad. I can see it on your face. Being glad looks like a smile. Being glad looks like kindness. Being glad means your countenance is one that reflects happiness. So, if you're going to harness this promise of the season of Nisan, that means you have to let some stuff go. Whatever is making you sour, whatever is making you moody, whatever is making you nasty, whatever is making you irritable, whatever is making you side eyes, suck your teeth, roll your eyes, fold your arms, turn your neck, whatever is making you do that, you're saying you're leaving it here today. So that means when you go home and people weren't at church with you, you're going to come home a different man. You're coming home a different woman. Matter of fact, your role that you might have been sitting on ain't cramp anymore. You've been sitting next to somebody all week, you're feeling this little vibe. You know what I'm saying? I'm just feeling something. I'm just sensing something. You know, I'm sensing something. I'm being like trying to hold me up, hinder me up, trying to snatch my praise. I came in here with the joy of the Lord, but the usher at the door said something to me. Didn't greet me, but greet the person behind me. Just try to snatch my praise. They ain't seen my song today. I didn't leave my song today. I didn't was able to do certain things. I don't know. No, I don't care what has popped off in your life. Fear not and be glad. Reason being, because the Lord will do great things. God's getting ready to do something great in your life. You don't have time to be depressed. You don't have time to have an attitude. You don't have time to be mad. You don't have time. Because God's getting ready to do something great. God's getting ready to do something great. God's getting ready to do something great. God's getting ready to do something great in your life. Great in your life. Great in your life. Great in your life. I don't have time. I got to have the joy of the Lord. I got to put a smile on my face. every new year, I don't really know the song. I ain't gonna try to see, but may all old ties. See, old anxiety. Don't sound right, be forgotten. Basically saying, let some stuff go. Why? Because you're going into a new year. The world understands new year, which is why they implement it, trying to copy what God has established. Because they understand the pattern of heaven. Because if you can't carry over stuff into the new year, if you do, it'll make you sick. If you do, it has you have a dismal perspective and you're not optimistic. So we understand this naturally.
The month of Nisan is a pivotal time for the believer. This is your time to expect God to increase you. Dr. Marcia Bailey declares it's time for you to get your expectations up and get ready for increase mode. Order this CD-DVD combination today. You may also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for increase mode.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations.
In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.